the color, or in this case, colors of the year have been announced by Pantone. You know, the Color Institute people. For over 20 years, Pantone has released its Color of the Year. Pantone, which forecasts global color trends, advises companies on color for products and brand visual identity. That's what Pantone does.
And these are calming colors?
Well, I'll tell you the description. I mean, I didn't realize that these colors could be so significant.
All right.
As the story reads here, Color Authority Pantone has spoken, and the color for the year has been announced for 2021. May I digress for just a moment?
Sure.
Color Authority Pantone. Who designated Pantone as the color authority? What are the parameters? How does a company be known as? Because I've seen this story pop up in a number of different sites, and they all have the same reference.
Well,
Color Authority Pantone. Pantone, the color authority.
Yeah, if you're dealing with a printer or some other things, quite often they ask you, if you want something done, they ask you to send Pantone colors.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I've encountered this before, so that is pretty much an industry standard as I understand it.
I mean, because there are a couple of other companies mentioned in this very same story. They, in fact, say Sherwin-Williams, which should know something about colors with all this paint, earlier this year named Urban Bronze as its color of the year, and Benjamin Moore, another paint company, named Agian Teal as its color. Has anyone heard from Crayola? I mean, I would think they would know about the colors. You know, why aren't they the color authority? Why isn't it when you talk to somebody, they say, well, what's the Crayola color? I'm sorry. Like I said, I didn't mean to digress.
Okay, well, it must be they have a collection of standards that people go by.
You know, Pantone somehow has established itself and now will always be known as the color authority.
Yes.
Anyway.
Somebody should try to take the title away from them.
Exactly. How would one do that?
A grudge match of colors.
Well, this year, Pantone says, it's not just one color, by the way, it's two colors. Two colors of the year.
Yeah, that's unusual.
Ultimate gray and illuminating. Those are the names of the two colors. It says here from Pantone, two independent colors that highlight how different elements can come together to support one another, to best express the mood, and be practical and rock solid at the same time, be warming and optimistic. The union of ultimate gray and illuminating is one of strength and positivity. It's a story of color that encapsulates deeper feelings of thoughtfulness with the promise of something sunny and friendly.
So they're giving us clouds and sun.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
I did not realize what these colors were going to do for me. The executive director of Pantone, well, let me give you a description of the two colors, first of all. Illuminating is described this way. A bright and cheerful yellow, sparkling with vivacity, a warming yellow shade imbued with solar power.
Ooh, imbued.
Ultimate gray is described as emblematic of solid and dependable elements, which are everlasting and provide a firm foundation, such as the colors of pebbles on the beach and natural elements, whose weathered appearance highlights an ability to stand the test of time. Ultimate gray quietly assures encouraging feelings of composure, steadiness, and resilience.
Yeah, yes, yes. I've always heard about that.
You're feeling
gray.
That? Okay.
Yeah, with gray. Yeah, you're right.
Kind of reminds me of the shade of colors you see on some of the shake shingles in Cape Cod.
Oh, that gray, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and you put them together, and from a statement of the executive director of the Pantone Institute, says this, the union of an enduring ultimate gray with the vibrant yellow illuminating expresses a message of positivity supported by fortitude. Practical and rock solid, but at the same time warming and optimistic. This is a color combination that gives us resilience and hope. We need to feel encouraged and uplifted. This is essential to the human spirit.
All right.
Man.
Wow.
All that from gray and yellow.
Their marketing department's working overtime. Those descriptions.
Who's doing the writing here? Yeah, I tell you, that's right. You don't need to be a color expert. You got to have some writing skills for Pantone. Well, I got to thinking about this, too. I'm thinking, wow, I would like to, how do I access this, these positivity feelings and possibilities? And I realize I'm ahead of this curve. A couple of years ago, in the second bathroom in the house, You know, just it's got the you know the bathroom essentials. Also serves as the washer and dryer room.
Yeah.
You know, they need to do something in here. And decided to put a little coat of paint on. I used yellow.
Did you really? Mm. Oh.
And painted the trim gray.
Oh. Wow. How about that?
There you go.
I already have a room in my second bathroom is my room of hope and essentialness to my human spirit.
Well, you're good to go.
Encouragement.
For another year.
I'm uplifted every time I go into the bathroom, apparently. Who knew? I was ahead of the curve.
And are you imbued?
Sometimes I feel that way. Sometimes going in or sometimes coming out. I don't know. Well, it's all marketing. We know that.
You're a forward thinker, Charlie. So it took them 4 years. How many years ago was this?
At least 3 years ago.
See, it took them that long to catch up to you.
Didn't realize it.
Right.
You know, I could have been the color authority, and I did not know it.
There you go.
I should challenge Pantone.
Charlie Pantone Rude.
Were you looking for positivity? Is that why you were going with those color combinations?
Looking for a cheap coat of paint just to cover the walls.
I didn't know if you liked yellow for the warm feeling.
No, but I must say it was a frustrating experience because you go into a paint store and get those paint chips.
Yes.
How many different shades of yellow can there be?
I know.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
The same thing with then choosing the gray.
Any color.
Where was Pantone when I needed them? I would have known it was ultimate gray and illuminating. I didn't have to choose buttercup yellow or whatever the heck it was that adorns the walls. And oh, my goodness.
Have they chosen gray every before? Is this the first time?
You know, they do. Oh, yeah. Do I have a link up to the site? Because they've done this for 20 years.
Yeah. All right.
I don't have it handy here.
I haven't heard of it, and we've been doing this a lot over the years,
okay.
And I don't ever recall gray.
Right.
Could be wrong, but I don't recall gray. Well, when they do one color a year normally.
Yeah, for some reason this year they did the color combination.
Right.
Oh, let's see. 2020 was classic blue, living coral, ultraviolet, greenery.
Greenery?
Rose quartz.
Yeah.
Serenity, whatever color that is. Marcella. Radiant Orchid, Emerald, Tangerine, Honeysuckle, Turquoise, Mimosa? That's a color? Blue Iris. 2007 was Chili Pepper. Sand Dollar, Blue Turquoise, Tiger Lily, Aqua Sky, True Red, Fuchsia Rose, and Cerulean Blue.
Wow.
Yeah, no gray there.
No grays at all. So this is the first time gray.
First time.
And yellow, for that matter. I didn't see any yellow in there either.
Okay.
There's your history of Pantone colors.
Well, it just seems like gray is such a neutral color. You know, it doesn't really offend, so I'm surprised this is the first time.
It works well with a lot of things, I think.
Right. Right. Wow, we've come a long way since we just had the 12 crayons, right?
Exactly. Right. Boy, remember that? You thought you were living large.
Yeah.
Then you saw they had the
64.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And what's the ultimate? It's like the 128 or something like that with the sharpener.
Oh, yeah. With the sharpener.
Right.